From Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager with WBHM News. Birmingham area residents are mourning the loss of former Southern Living editor John Alex Floyd Jr. The Alabama native died Monday from cancer. WBHM's Richard Banks is a former employee at Southern Living and offers this remembrance.
Southern Living is a pillar of the local publishing scene. The magazine was founded in Birmingham in 1966, and at the time it was considered a reflection of the old white South. Its longtime editor, John Alex Floyd Jr., however, did a lot to change that image. Janetta Keller was the magazine's former executive vice president and editorial director who worked with Floyd.
He was very aware of the South changing and the diversity of the South and wanted that to be reflected in the pages of the magazine and in hiring practices.
Floyd retired in 2008 after almost 20 years as editor. He took a lot of heat for covering topics such as the civil rights struggle. Still, Southern Living remained one of the country's largest circulation magazines. Valerie Fraser Lussie is Southern Living's senior travel editor. She says Floyd, who was a native of Selma, understood the needs of the magazine's readers.
John was all about helping ordinary people, ordinary families, just make the best of their life.
Floyd also worked with nonprofit groups such as the Community Foundation and the Birmingham Botanical Gardens. Former editorial director Janetta Keller.
I don't know how many lives John changed for the better, but he saw qualities in people that they couldn't see for themselves. He had a passion for the South, for Southern Living, and its readers and employees.
Because of COVID restrictions, a public memorial service will be held at a later date. Richard Banks, WBHM.